Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
It is Wednesday. We made it to Wednesday.
Oh my God, this has been the longest freaking week ever.
Mike's yelling at Becky at 9 o'clock. Apparently they heard us.
Oh.
That's really funny.
It's fine. It has been the longest week. Have you dug out of the snow, Leah?
I have a pathway that goes from, my driveway has a pathway. Most of our town is pathways. My brother lives in the same town as I do. He has a two-way street, but it is one way.
It is
currently
one way.
Yes.
And Lindsay, you're still a balmy 50.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little chilly, but it's really nice. It's so much better than 2 feet of snow.
We got up to 12 today. It actually felt really nice.
Oh my gosh.
It was so cold here still. And I can only let the dogs out for 10 minutes at a time because the stupid polar bears that they are would stay out for hours. And then Stanley comes in limping because he's got ice caught in his paw,
stuck in his paws,
and his pads are hurting. And no, I am not wrestling either one of them to put boots on them because that was suggested to me. You could get boots for them.
I brought up the boots and my daughter looked at me and was like, yeah, we're not doing that.
And Leah experienced
but they make Crocs. They make Crocs for them too.
And you experienced this morning, Stanley in his finest. So I'm on the phone with Leah. I had to ask her a question about something. And Stanley's jumping at the door, barking at me, starts
screaming at him though. It's high pitched. Stanley.
Anyway, Amanda, how's it in Florida? Are you actually getting to wear a sweater right now?
I mean, I don't need a sweater, but it's 50 right now. We are supposed to drop into the 20s overnight this weekend. So I'm very excited.
The 20s feel amazing right now.
I'm very excited about
this.
This
spring. I do.
So, go ahead. For a little bit of context, I was talking to my oldest today and he's like, Mom, guess what? I'm like, what? He's like, guess how warm it's going to be on Saturday. I was like, I don't know, negative 12. He's like, no, it's negative 9. And then he's like, how about Friday? What's the temperature going to be on Friday? It's like, I don't know, negative 6. He's like, no, negative 8. So those are the highs for Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
I have to work.
It's the only time of year I enjoy living in Florida.
I have to.
Yeah, I can see that.
I have to work at the bookstore on Saturday. A book bus tour is coming.
Fun.
And you told me about that. That does sound like a lot of fun.
We're their second stop of the day, and I have to work there on Saturday. And then Mike's like, you know, it's going to be the coldest day yet. Yeah. And I'm like, yay.
Yeah. And it might snow more.
But then I also heard Michael was telling me he saw someone say that when it gets this cold, everybody else in the U.S. is brace yourselves. The Midwest is I guess I got to get my big coat out. He's not wrong. Up and until 5 days ago, I was just wearing a sweatshirt jacket, but I pulled out my big coat for the cold weather.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is our weather update. We've been doing this a
I'll
lot.
I'll tell you when I dig out.
You can tell us when you
dig out. You should do, is the weather better than the book?
We'll get there.
The weather is definitely not better than the book right now. Even the worst book ever. The weather is not better than
I like that rating scale though.
I do enjoy that. If we weren't in a polar vortex under 2+ feet of snow.
Yeah. So stick with us for the next little while as we break down the enchanting details of The Flirt by Layla Hagen. Quick disclaimer, spoilers ahead. Who wants to read all the things?
I cannot because I do not have it pulled up.
I can do it. So the title is The Flirt by Layla Hagen. This is book one in the LeBlanc Brothers series. I can't talk. This released on April 5th, 2024. The tropes and themes are single dad, family, foodie, workplace romance, he falls first, friends to lovers, billionaire. It is in first person dual POV. The audio narrators were Lance Greenfield and Samantha Brentmore. And you can find this in KU. The audio is free with Audible. And that's it.
Yeah. So I did the audiobook. Did anyone else do the audiobook?
No,
no, because
regrettably.
yeah. So
I don't love
I
Lance,
think
but I
Lance
can
ruined this book
tolerate
for me.
him.
Sometimes.
Oh,
Like, okay, so, and I'm sure we'll end up off track tonight because, that's just the theme of 2026.
I mean, we started off track,
Right,
so.
with our weather report. But I go into a Layla Hagen book. I am not expecting big things. These are mac and cheese of the most, like, we're talking blue box without any special added extras. This is just basic mac and cheese. No fun shapes, just basic mac and cheese.
Even like off-brand mac and cheese,
It
not
might
even
even be off
Kraft.
brand a little, because it's not as creamy rich as you want it to be.
If I'd call a regular blue box creamy rich, but okay.
Well,
It
it's
depends
creamy.
on what you add to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
All
so
right.
like
All right.
maybe most mac and cheese reads are like the Velveeta shells and cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Yes.
like most mac and
Like a
cheese
thicker
reads.
cheese.
Like
But
this is blue box.
this is like blue box.
This is powdered cheese,
Yes.
not
Powdered
packet,
cheese.
not
Not,
like
yeah.
squeeze
A
packet.
not
Powdered
squeeze.
cheese read.
This might even be Easy Mac and cheese. Like some powder
The
and some
microwave.
water in the microwave.
But
Yeah.
it's still delightful.
Yes. I mean, it fills a need.
It
It
does in a
does.
pinch, but
Yes.
I'm not expecting like this robust, amazing
No.
story. And I've read enough Layla Hagen that, we definitely see her patterns.
Yes.
I think the majority of the first books in her series are always a single dad.
She does a lot of single dads.
Yeah.
So, because I'm pretty sure
The Maxwell's is.
the Maxwells is, that Boston series was,
Yeah.
the Connors, I think, are
No, I don't think the first one is, but there is at least one in it.
one in it.
It's the
I
Bennett. I
don't.
think the Bennett might. I
The book
don't.
three is the single
Book three is
dad
the single dad. Okay.
and Bennett. Because see, Pippa, the character Pippa in the Bennett family books, I love her. To this day, I still think of her. And actually, because of our episode on Sunday, I was thinking of her today, actually, for my list.
She would be a good one for the
Because we're
list.
celebrating Galentine's Day on our Sunday episode, with a twist. It's Galentine's Day with a twist. But like, I don't expect big things. And I don't know if it's just because my reading is kind of like
Meh.
meh. I don't want to say it's meh right now. It's just reading is a challenge right now. Staying engaged in the book is a little bit of a challenge right now. I've been feeling this since the fall. This is not something brand new
Yeah.
specific to things right now. It's been a theme for me. And I kind of wanted, okay, I have to be really honest. I don't like mac and cheese. Like, I don't like it at
Like the
all.
food?
At all. I hate it.
Okay.
I hate mac and cheese.
What is wrong
Well, we
with
can
you?
call it something
No,
else
it's
for you
fine. I just had to
then.
get that off my chest. But,
I'm
like,
offended given that I
yeah.
literally, not even 15 minutes ago, finished eating homemade mac and cheese.
My
I
family
made homemade
loves
mac and
homemade mac
cheese
and
the
cheese.
other
Whatever you
day.
do, I'm gonna sit here with my bougie mac and
I made it
cheese.
on Sunday because I was like, we
Me
need some
too.
comfort food.
Right?
And I
I
make
mean,
a, I mean,
maybe
we talked
Monday.
about it. I make some bomb ass mac and
My
cheese.
family begs
Me
for my mac and cheese and I make it for them, but to be honest, I add ketchup to my mac and cheese.
That's
Oh.
disgusting.
I
That
love
is
it.
disgusting.
I love it.
No.
That's a thumbs down for me.
That's
I
so wrong on so many
I'm
levels.
sorry. I
I
love
don't like
it.
ketchup.
I
The
don't
only
like
time
ketchup
I
either
eat ketchup
at
is
all.
on a hot dog, and I like eat a hot dog maybe once every 5 years. See, I don't mind ketchup, but only on certain foods.
Okay, well, I like it on mac and cheese. So that's the way I'll
That
eat
is
mac. It makes it
repulsive.
tangy, a little
But
tangy.
here's the question, though. What kind of ketchup do you buy?
Aldi, because it's
Okay. Yeah. I can't even with you tonight.
Pet peeve when they call at a restaurant, they call ketchup tomato jam.
Where did they do that?
Only if they're making it themselves, right? Like, I
Yeah.
mean, that's the only time I ever hear them call it that.
Who would call it tomato jam? Like, first off, that just sounds wrong.
I've seen like those, like a bougie farm to table, they'll call it tomato jam if they're making it
Like a
themselves, but
pretentious
not like out
ass.
of
Yeah,
but
it's
not
like a
out of a
homemade.
bottle. Yeah,
It
it's
is a
homemade.
homemade thing. And yeah, they serve it in like a little
No.
can. And
Wait,
I'm
we
like, oh
had
my
to stop
God.
talking about ketchup because I
I
have
know.
to
This is
finish
you
my
started
thought.
it. You
Okay, it
started
is your fault.
but I wanted to go into this like a warm, like comfort read. Like I really had high hopes that this was gonna
And
renew.
then you got Lance Greenfield.
This was gonna like maybe this would spark, you know, because I read those Julie Garwoods at the beginning of the year and I was really excited. And then I have read a couple of other pretty good books and I was like, but I'm still don't have that spark. And I thought, okay, this is gonna be my spark. This is gonna be it. I'm gonna be comfort and
It's the, but if it was a different male narrator, it might have hit that spark for you.
I
No.
don't know. I feel like this
This
one, this
Lindsay's just
compared to
like,
some of her
no.
other ones is not, I don't think
This is not
is.
her best, I will say
No.
that.
And I was gonna say that, like, as far as Layla Hagen goes, like, I like a lot of her series, like, a lot of her series. This one, no. I just, it's like, I don't know what it was about this in particular. Like, Lance Greenfield was an issue for me. Sometimes I just get irritated with those chapters and I just be like, next one. It's fine. I'll figure out what I missed later. Or maybe I missed nothing.
She
Oh, wow.
wasn't that dynamic either.
No.
No, and like there was so much potential for there to be like more depth between the characters or like them to have a relationship. And like the fact that it was just like so instant love and like,
So it was too easy.
yeah,
Like it
and
was
like
just too easy, like all around. Because
yeah, and
even
like,
like the whole issue with like her ex and things like that. Like I wanted him to come to like her town and like to New Orleans to like accost her in person or something, you know?
also. And this could be me, and I know that Layla Hagen is not stateside. She's not an expat. She's never lived in the US. But I do know that she does a lot of research when she writes her cities. And this time, it just felt like she did a tour guide. Like
Yes.
she looked at a tour guide website for New Orleans, hit some main spots, and then, but this didn't. Okay. If we read a Jiffy Kate in New Orleans, the town is vibrant. You feel it, the energy of the town of New Orleans. Even a even an Erin Nicholas Louisiana book, like you feel the vibrance of the
Well, because New
community.
Orleans in itself is like a whole is a vibe. Like it is an
Right. It's a
entity upon
character.
itself. It is a character, and it just felt like a backdrop in this book.
This
Where like when you're reading a book about New Orleans, you want that intensity of the
Could have been
city.
in Houston. The weather's the same. You know what I mean? Like, this just didn't feel like dynamic. She names a couple of touristy places, but we don't ever really get
The feel
dynamic.
of it.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're in the French Quarter. You don't feel like you're on the streets. Like, I didn't get that was my main problem with the book. Like, I didn't mind that it was easy.
I
I'm
liked
not
the easy
opposed to
side
like
of
an
it, but
easy relationship right now. I don't need the drama, but the whole thing with New Orleans felt very like phoned in. I think I read this book when it first came out last year, and I think I was texting back and forth with Becky, and I didn't know she wasn't from the States. And when Becky told me that, I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, I get it now. Like that makes
But
sense. I mean,
if you read her other series, like you don't get that flat feel in
but I
like the
think she
area that
hasn't
she's
picked as
in.
dynamic cities.
Yeah, I
Well,
think the
that's
problem is
true.
it's New Orleans.
See, I think
That's
if we
true.
got a, because like she did Los Angeles. Well, that's an easy vibe to catch. She's done Seattle
Well,
again.
and I don't care about
Easy,
Los Angeles.
easy vibe to catch. Chicago, pretty easy vibe to catch, especially because you
Yeah,
can
because it's
place
just
them
like big
out in the
city.
burbs. And her last series was in Boston, and that one was kind of, eh. It didn't have quite the East Coast vibe, Northeast Coast vibe you expect to have. But like seriously, if you're gonna pick a dynamic city like New Orleans, like
Which,
in a restaurant in New Orleans, because if we know anything about that area, food is a language all of its own in New Orleans. Like, think of all the great food personalities that have come out of there, and that's just it. They're bigger, larger than life, And she felt like Minnie Mouse cooking in a kitchen. I mean, even the grandmas, the grands, I needed more from the grands. Like,
Well, and the way they describe them, they'd be way more out there and outgoing and like not flamboyant, like that's not the word I want to use, but like just larger than life. And like they were very direct and things like that, but they weren't anything
they weren't
exciting.
funny.
It felt very Southern Country Club to me. Like it was very like
But the
there
way
is
they're described,
no.
they're not Southern Country Club.
No,
You know
they're
what I
and
mean?
yeah, and they're not supposed to be. So it was, but it felt very, it was just, I don't know. And no personality for what I wanted, like from like that kind
Well,
of family in New Orleans, you
yeah.
know.
I mean, it was all very inconsistent for me with the grands because, like, they write them and, like, they were going to be super meddlesome. And about the most meddlesome thing they did was make her custom perfume.
Which isn't meddlesome at all. Like that had like
No. Like,
purpose to it.
yeah, like the whole first part of the book, it, like, set up like they were going to be a much bigger part of the plot and they weren't. And then
Well,
some of the things that, like, annoyed me is that like she's from Seattle. She was a chef in a Michelin star restaurant in Seattle. So like she had lived in a city. She'd clearly been able to take care of herself in a city. And like it annoyed me that like she was going out to explore the city after work and they were like, it's not safe. Don't go by yourself. Blah, blah,
And she's
blah.
like,
I'm just
okay.
like, that just makes me mad because like I don't want that in my romance.
Well, but also, I don't believe that's realistic. Like, is there crime in New Orleans? Yes, but there's crime in Dallas. There's crime in freaking Toledo. There's crime in
There's crime
Columbus.
everywhere.
But to be honest, the amount of monitoring, if you spend 10 minutes researching and looking, there are more peace percentage of police to population in those high traffic areas
Well,
like
but
Bourbon
you
Street and
figure
the
like
Garden
Bourbon Street and
District.
all that stuff, like they have mounted officers all over the place. Like, 'cause we all know Maria Lewis, like her husband is a mounted police officer. And like those horses and those cops are everywhere.
And they're
I
out
mean,
there.
we were there. I mean, and it's at night. We were there during it was like bowl season for college. So
Oh, it's
everybody, I
probably
mean, there were, yeah, it
chaotic.
was chaos. It was insane. But not bowl season, but Rivalry Weekend is what it was when we went for college football.
Well,
And
even
it
bowl
was,
season would be bad too,
yeah,
though.
it was insane. But I mean, it was not, you know, I mean, there were police everywhere. I mean, it was
But they're
well
police like that
attended.
just even in the summer, on the
Yes.
weekends.
In
Like,
the, yeah, during the day.
it's because of the area that it is monitored. And so again, that felt to me like she was just leaning into stereotypes.
Well, for me, I read it as like the start of him kind of undermining her
Abilities.
competency. Yeah, because like she lived in a city. She didn't need anybody's input. Like she knows, like theoretically, if you've lived in a city, you know how to handle a situation. Like you know. Like so I just felt like that was part of it. And then like they are barely together at all when he answers the phone when her ex calls. And I just thought like the way he handled that was like, let her handle that situation. Like you don't know much about it yet. Like you're still new to each other. Like who I would that would have been like I would have lost it if somebody did that to me. Like I just would have and I think like that's where I just like really did not like the male main character
Well, I
because like
mean,
he
his
was
name
meant
is
to be
Chad. His name is Chad.
Well, yeah, that
So.
too. But then he called her like as you like you get past those two and then he's like talking to her about a situation where she's being like stubborn and he's like, "Woman." And I freaking hate that. Like I hate it so much. And I was just like, "Yeah, I would have dumped you 20 times by now." I was like, "You can buy me all the paintings in the world and I would have still."
That's fair.
I didn't like him.
Don't disagree with any of this. Like, I didn't find a connection to him. I felt like she was wet paper towels.
I
I
question why
just.
his name was Chad when he
I
has
know.
like his brother's names are not that.
No.
You're like Julian and
Anthony
Xander
and
with an X.
Xander. And
Yeah.
yeah,
She
and then
usually
you've got
has better
Chad.
character names.
Nobody was gonna find him sexy anyway.
I mean, I didn't like some of the overprotective stuff didn't bother me. Especially like when he was like cooking for her, he's like, "You've been on your feet all day, let me feed you." Like, I didn't mind any of that stuff, but yeah, the rest of it was just kind of like, I was like, "Oh, you're a Chad. You're such a Chad." Like, I was like, the minute I saw that, I was like, "Is this really his name?" I went and looked at the blurb
Well,
and I was like, "What? No."
honestly, like when I first saw Chad, because like it starts in his point of view, I was like, is that real?
Yes, same.
Because I didn't look at the like heading when I started the book. And then I was like, oh no. And I mean, honestly, that kind of ruined it for me.
And then like he just like continuously annoyed me throughout the book. Like when the conflict hits and he's pushing her to take the job offer in Seattle, and it's like,
Oh,
why?
yeah, that was
Like
annoying.
you don't know each other very well. And then he realizes like he's made a big mistake. And then like he I love yous and proposes with a grand gesture all at once. Like, hell no. Like
Okay, Stacy brings up how dirty was the ring. I was icked out by it being covered in crumbs and then put on. I'm not one for proposals with a ring in the food.
nope.
Or even in the glass of
I'm
champagne. I'm
convinced
sorry
that
if
more often
somebody's
than not, that's a
asbested that.
choking hazard and it's gonna go
Yeah.
like ER way versus like, let me say yes way.
Yeah, it wouldn't have gone well
Yeah.
for me, probably, if that happened.
Yeah, it's, all I can think of is Sydney and going sticky,
Dicky.
sticky.
Let me
Oh,
be clear, like I love Layla Hagan, but this was not it for me.
no,
And
and I
I think
usually
that's the big
recommend
thing is
her.
I really enjoy her books because again, like they're soft. Like it's a
Yeah.
soft book. Like there's not a lot of, I mean, there's some emotion. Like there is definitely conflict through the story in some way, but this was not her best
No.
turn
Yeah, and I
out.
think the other thing for me too was like the daughter, his daughter being obsessed with Harry Potter. I was like, "Oh, are we still doing this?"
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote a big old note about that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about that too?
Well, okay,
I
so I will say we do have to remember that Layla Hagan is not
Yes,
US,
which is
and
yeah.
I believe
Well,
English is her second language.
this wasn't about her specifically. This was about pop culture references in
Yes,
general.
there were a
Like they are
lot, yes.
so popular in books lately. Like it really spiraled out of control with the Taylor Swift thing, like for when she and Travis Kelce started dating, because it was like every book is Taylor Swift this, Taylor Swift that, and
Yeah,
then
and
like
she's not
pop
new, but
culture references anyway. But like I feel like your goal, maybe not, I don't want to assume what other authors' goals are, but like my assumption is like when you write a book, you want it to appeal to audiences and you want it to have longevity and like life beyond what you create. And a really great way to kill that is pop culture references, because
absolutely.
it gets so outdated so fast.
Except we pick up, like when we did, I just came across somebody found the videos of our Perfect Gentleman series.
Oh man, I love that one.
Somebody found my TikTok that I was talking about it and they were commenting on it. And I remember reading those books, and you and I both talked about that multiple times. Those books were old. You know, they were not current. The technology was different. But the way that they're written, it
Yeah.
worked so well that they aged perfectly. Like there wasn't a situation where we're like, fax machine, what's that? Like, you know.
Well, and you figure we did the Julie Garwood and it was from like what, 93 or something like that?
Oh, mercy. No, I think that's 2001, isn't it? I think
Is it
that's,
2001? Maybe it's
yeah, I think it's early
2002 or something like that.
2000s,
But even
maybe.
so,
I don't
like
know.
it's
She
an
used a
old
map.
book.
She used a map. And like
Yes. And like they had a fax machine and like the cell phone, like they talked about flipping them open.
it talked about having to run the telephone line through the whole house for to
So like
dial
there
up to the
were
internet.
little things, but like it still aged well because it what like there was no like tech references, yes, but like tech or like pop culture stuff, there wasn't that.
Yeah, and I do wonder, because you know, we've seen a couple things happen over the course of the last, just even the last year, with certain celebrities falling out of favor, certain other celebrities like that you're shocked, like, oh, okay, that, wow, okay. And so we've seen that happen, you know, and now the question is those that have fallen out of favor, you know, I look at kind of like the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively kind of situation, the good guy, bad guy. You know, if that stuff is mentioned, if Blake Lively is mentioned in books and this thing doesn't turn out well for her, how does that age that book? You know, are people going to be like, not even touching it? Or the Taylor Swift stuff. You know, what if something happens with her? And that's part of the reason that I always wonder about playlists in books.
I don't mind playlists.
But
You
sometimes
know,
music doesn't, the artist and the music doesn't age well.
I
I
think
don't
it's
know.
probably
I
when
think it's
it's like if it's at the
different.
start of the book, I think that's one thing. Like what a lot of authors do is like put it there, but like when they weave the playlist into the story and you get like song recs for chapters, I'm like, no.
I mean, think of some of
That's
these
not.
artists that have come out. I mean, you know.
I don't think that bothers me as much because
Yeah. Stacey
there's a
says,
lot
look
of
at
it.
Kanye.
There's,
Like.
I mean, there's, I mean, yeah, there's so much of that though, with especially with
Wow,
music.
but.
Like, I think I can, I have a better time separating it, like understanding when I listen to something, like being before something terrible happened, and it still may evoke like a decent memory for me. So it doesn't, I don't, it doesn't have that same connotation for me personally. Like,
Yeah.
other people maybe, but music doesn't do that for me.
Yeah. I'm
Wow,
just.
but honestly, musicians have been behaving badly, like off and on, since like the dawn of
Forever.
time. So I think
Yes.
it's one of those things that people are more forgiving in that
Yeah.
side of it.
Disassociating the music from the artist, I think, right?
Okay, but but I'm just saying that like there's potential there because, you know, like the Harry
Yes.
Potter
No, we
stuff,
understand what you're saying.
the Harry
Yes.
Potter stuff, you're like, ugh, we're still doing this. And then you
Yeah,
hear people
I mean,
say, well, I can still be a Slytherin. I just don't support the author. Well, it's the Julie Soto with her Chains of Roses
yeah.
situation. You know, I just think it all gets pop culture references in the moment feel like I think about that Brooke Montgomery book that you and I read, Lindsay, the cowboy one.
Oh, Jesus Christ, her the horse is named Taylor
Taylor
Swift.
Allison Swift was the whole
Why are you
horse's name.
laughing? Because
The girl, like the
it's the
child.
dropping of the Jesus Christ that made me laugh.
Oh, cheese and Christ, that was like, it
I
was
just
horrible,
can't
but
believe that I have so much hope for myself, guys. Like, I don't wanna, I just
I'm just saying, like that book, like, you know, in
so
5 years, is everybody still gonna love? What if she retires? Like, are
no.
we still gonna feel? I just feel like you shorten your shelf space on a book.
Yeah, you do. And the other thing I really hate, like the big part, the subtopic on pop culture that I really, really hate is when they compare how, instead of like telling me and letting me visualize for myself, like create your Pinterest vision board or whatever and put the actors on there. I mean, that's fine. But do not tell me in the book, instead of describing what this dude looks like, that he looks like Henry Cavill. Nope. That annoyed, because there was like an era where all of them looked like Henry Cavill, and I'm like, whatever his name is, I don't know. I'm just like, this is fine, but like, do like, I'm just imagining like an army of him But then you have to
marching
question
around these
which
romance books.
character are they comparing it to? Is it Witcher? Is it Superman? Like,
I
which
don't know. I
one?
imagined it like the way I was imagining it was like the Army of Santas in that Krista Sandor book, but like all of the heroes are Henry Cavill.
Okay, wait. So Jen Ellen asks about the Harry Potter show, and Jenny says it's on HBO. Okay, wait, real quick.
Wait, what Harry Potter
There's
show?
a new Harry
What
Potter
is,
show coming
yeah.
out. Wait, real quick. This
Oh.
is off subject, but I have to talk about this before I forget it.
We've been kind of off subject for a while.
Okay, so
Sorry.
HBO has Game of
Okay.
Thrones. There is a
Yes.
new Game of Thrones show out. There's two, maybe three episodes out right now. I think there's just two.
Just two.
Amanda, are you watching this?
My husband is watching it, so yes.
Did you watch the beginning of episode two?
Yes, and there was a very large member in the very beginning of episode. I was like an older man. I look up from my book and I was like, what is happening right now?
You weren't watching, and that's when you looked up.
Yes. Whoa, Michael had to show
What
it to me
happens at the very
specifically.
beginning? Yeah.
It was bigger than the shower guy from the BB Easton Netflix The
Dude,
four
like to
guys.
his knees.
Like to his knees.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, really, like, I think that that was like larger than a gallon of milk to lift, like to pee. Like, if he had any kind of surgery, he couldn't hold his penis. Like, it wouldn't have happened. It's larger than a gallon of milk. Leah,
I
I'm
was,
not
yeah,
kidding.
she's not even
Was he
remotely
having a medical
exaggerating.
crisis? Because if
No,
things are that swollen.
no,
He was just
it's the
peeing.
medieval times. He just had to pee. He was naked. He had had
Yep.
sex.
What
Ew.
torture-heated rivalry.
Anyway, yeah, so if you're looking for something to watch after Heated Rivalry, and he just episode two of the new Game of Thrones series on HBO Max.
And also warning, the first episode, he's violent diarrhea by a tree. That's how it opened. The first one opens, and
I
then
didn't
you get
even
the,
see that.
yeah. So I'm just, yeah.
Sounds
Great.
delightful.
Well,
Yeah,
okay,
fair
but
warning.
Love that.
so all I was thinking about though when they showed me that, I thought about all of our sex scenes where they're like she had to grip him with two hands and
Yeah.
stuff, and I'm like, that is every romance hero's dick size, like right there.
Well,
If
and it
you need to
always
know what it
makes me
looks
think
like,
of like when we see the TikToks and they pull the like the
what's 6 inches?
measuring tape, like the 12 inches. I'm just like, really?
I'm just telling you, it was eye-opening. Anyway, I wanted to talk about that before I forgot about it because giant
You needed to
penises are
tell
always
us.
something. Like, you would not have enough personal moisture. You would need lube for that. I'm
Yeah,
just
I knew that's
saying.
where we were going.
You have enough personal space in your body. Like, yeah, this
When
is,
you
this is
ask
a
if it's gonna
lot.
fit, that's a valid question.
Like, yes. Leah, I feel like you need to go.
Just, yeah.
We need
Just for
like a
that
live
scene.
reaction of you viewing it. Like, you need
Yeah.
to tape a live
Yeah,
reaction
that's
of you
probably not
viewing
gonna
it.
happen, but okay.
prosthesis because, like, that seems anatomically improbable.
I've heard
It
it's
did not
not.
look that way.
No.
It.
Yeah, but you figure like all the makeup and stuff nowadays.
But why? What
There
would.
was
There
no
was no
reason
point in
for
the
it.
story for him to have a giant dick.
Nope. He's
Oh,
not
so.
even the main character.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to watch now.
It's like
I
30
mean,
seconds.
although, but seriously, my kids are home for like the next like 7,000 weeks.
It's
So.
right in the beginning of episode two. Like,
Okay, Jen Ellen is listing all the places she's seen penises. This season on 90 Day Fiancé, they talked way too much about penis size. Last episode of The Pit, we saw one. So the views for
Thanks, Jen
episode
Ellen.
two beginning is going to spike. Yes, it will. So Jen Ellen, do you keep a penis diary? I don't like this show mentioned.
I feel like that's more the question to ask. How does she remember
Remember?
these things? Jen
I mean,
Ellen.
there's been a good amount, I feel like, on HBO lately, like in some Amazon stuff or whatever, but like
Just a lot of penis.
this was a jump scare. I was like, what is happening right now?
No one is
I was
prepared because it makes no sense. Like, why
no,
is a big penis
no.
man coming out of a hut? Like, Jen Ellen says it sears into your brain. And
It's like a car accident. You can't watch, like, you can't stop watching.
I don't understand. There is probably some prosthetics, says Karen. And then Jenny
Thanks, Karen.
says, the whitest dick ever on a black man on the pit. Okay. Maybe it just hadn't seen any sun.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway. Back to Layla Hagen, the flirt. Does anyone have anything else to add?
I did enjoy the Sazerac scene where he pours it on her. I do enjoy like
So she is
when
a
that thing
luge
happens.
for Sazerac because Lindsay, the amount of emails
No.
that I've had three authors ask if they can use that in a book. One being Erin Nicholas.
Oh, that would be
Yes.
funny.
Oh my
So
God.
Krista asked if she could use
Oh,
it.
that doesn't surprise me at all.
So,
Maple syrup
the maple
luge.
syrup luge.
Oh
I
my
would
God,
be
that
interested to
makes
see
my
how both
life.
of them use that.
I need to know about it immediately.
Remember, like, you know those like a couple of like anthologies that authors did where it's like everybody had the like the first like three words were the same. What
Oh,
if we were like, let's write a thing and the first three words are
my
maple
body
syrup
isn't
luge?
a luge for. Anyway,
Insert
Founder
sticky.
Act didn't bother me, I guess, as much, but it's still
It's
like not that far off maple syrup.
Sazerac.
Okay, where did the ma I don't know where the maple syrup thing came
Oh,
from.
on
Okay,
Sunday's
oh. And they
episode.
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was re we were random on Sunday. We were unscripted.
Oh, okay. I haven't listened yet. All right, that explains it.
Well, it's a lot.
All
It's a
right.
lot.
Yeah. I'm driving tomorrow, so
We
as
didn't
one
really
does.
talk about the weather. I mean, we did talk
We
about the
did talk
weather
about the weather.
because
Lindsay was
apparently
talking
that's our
about
thing now.
having read the Erin
Hotcakes.
Nicholas's Small
Which one?
Town, the Whoopi,
The hotcakes.
the Hotcake
The
series.
hotcakes. Okay.
Yeah. And she,
And
how all of them use food, and Lindsay
that's
hates that.
fine. I just wasn't I, like one of them they used raw batter and I was like,
Yeah. And it kind of devolved from there into Lindsay talking about how your body is not a luge and you should not use
Okay.
like an excessive amount of maple syrup
Yeah, we talked
when
about
in the moment
okay.
because you would be really slick.
And
And
it's really
sticky and
sticky. It
sticky.
goes everywhere very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
All
fact
right,
that
now I know.
Lindsay knows how fast the maple syrup spreads on a body,
I
though,
couldn't.
it brings
Okay.
up questions.
I have a
It does.
special
Actually, that's what I
sweetener
was
for my
just
Greek
thinking.
yogurt. I sweeten my Greek yogurt. I make fake ice cream with my Greek yogurt, okay? It's protein ice cream, but it doesn't taste like crap, like what you get at a grocery store. So I started by putting like a full serving of maple syrup in it, and I was like, this is just like soup. Like, this
Oh
is way
yeah.
too much. So I used like a
Well, you
half
figure like a serving of maple
tablespoon.
syrup is like 2 tablespoons. Like that's a lot of fucking maple
It's a ton.
syrup.
And I was like, maybe that's fine because I'm using like 2 cups of Greek yogurt. I was
Yeah, but
like, maybe it's
still.
fine. No, it really was not. Like, you only need like half a tablespoon to a tablespoon, and it goes very far.
It's
And
super
it like I have a
sweet.
special container so that it doesn't just like soup out like it does in a bowl. I have a special like jar for me.
Okay. No, nothing wrong with that. I did, so just to go back to last weekend, I did buy Biscoff cookies and tried the yogurt with the
I did
Biscoff, and it's
that.
delicious. I added some
It was okay.
blueberries. I loved it. I ate it for breakfast this
I had
morning.
to douse mine with my salted caramel like syrup.
I didn't.
Like ice cream syrup to get, like it was not for me. So I'm trying a couple different like variations to see if I
Fair.
enjoy it better.
Anyway, what else did you like about the book, Amanda, now that we've gone left?
What else is that like? Okay, I like the Sazerac scene. I don't mind the pop cultural reference, like if I like it, right?
Yeah.
So I appreciated the Vampire Diaries and the original like shout out because I love
Yes.
the originals. And in the same breath, it was like, okay, if you're gonna shout out the originals, like give me more New Orleans. So you've obviously watched the originals, so like you should have some kind of atmospheric like tie in there, but that was about it, actually.
I did like the relationship between Chad and all the brothers.
Yes, I did enjoy the
She does
brothers.
do
Yeah.
family really well. They're messy,
Yeah.
they're complicated, they complement each other, like,
Yeah.
you know, what one is good at, the other might not be good at. Like,
Yeah.
I always do enjoy her families, and they're messy. Her families are not picture perfect. Some are holding secrets, you know, some don't communicate well. I always appreciate that in a Layla Hagen book. For this one, I really think I probably would have liked it better. I don't know that I ever would have loved it. I think I would have liked it better if I had eyeball read it
Gotcha.
versus the audio.
Listen, yeah.
Lance, I mean, I was at 2.25
Oh, wow.
because I just needed to get through his chapters.
I just skipped.
And then there's Lindsay that just skipped. Okay, so thumbs up, thumbs down. Amanda, is this a thumbs up, thumbs down for you?
I'm gonna say thumbs down. I just didn't enjoy this one very much. I think she has better books, but not to say that I wouldn't read more books in the series. I was intrigued by the other brothers. I just this one just missed the mark for me.
Yeah. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm thumbs leaning down because I enjoy like the premise. I like the family side of it. It just this was not my favorite book of hers.
Lindsay, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down. I think I've actually read other books in this series by her that are like way better. I don't think I read this one before because I've like piecemeal read her books randomly. This is just not, it's
Knock
just
you out.
not one of her best works.
Yeah, and this is a thumbs down for me. I'm not like not gonna read a Layla Hagen, but
No.
this book, this compilation, this characterization, I just didn't love. It did nothing for me. I'm not binging this series, that's for sure. I'm not hooked because I really am afraid. I think Jiffy Kate, and I would even say Shayla Black, have ruined me for New Orleans. If you're going to write a New Orleans story, I want what I get from like a Maria Lewis or a an Erin Nicholas or a Shayla Black or Jiffy Kate. And this didn't give me the New Orleans. I think, didn't Kristen Callahan have a couple books that were set in New Orleans too in her football series? One of them?
I
The
don't
cat
think
the guy
so.
the one where she's the calendar photographer?
No, they're somewhere else.
Are they somewhere else?
I don't think that's.
Oh, you know who else ruined New Orleans for me? Rena Morgan
Yeah, I was gonna
and
say.
her
Oh, and the
Russians.
mafia one.
Her Russians ruined it for
Yeah.
me. Those are
She
such
ruins a
good
lot
books.
of things for
I
us,
have to
so.
look at the Kristen Callahan. I'm like brain farting
Oh
on where
yeah,
they
Jen
are.
Ellen says one of Kristen Callahan's played in New Orleans. I know what the man cover looks like. I don't know what the new illustrated cover looks like. He's the one that's laying down. It's like a gray cover and just he's like laying down on the.
I don't remember. I have to look.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. If people liked this or they want books similar to this, what would you recommend? And I just think you should read Jiffy Kate.
Yeah, Jiffy Kate. Carly Phillips like has very similar vibes. Not vibes, but Carly Phillips and Layla Hagen have very similar writing styles. So I think that if you like this, you would like her books.
Oh, it is The Friend Zone by Kristen Callahan.
Okay, it's the friend
I
zone.
think so. I think so.
Amanda's gonna be like cycling now.
Yeah, I just read them. So it's like, yeah.
I also think Erin Nicholas, she does big, complicated, messy families, and she gets the whole New Orleans, Louisiana vibe. Trying to think who else.
I had Poker Face by Maggie Gates, which that's the first one in her Beaufort Poker series. They're both chefs. It's like set around like a family slash friend group. Like that's kind of what I wanted for the kitchen side of it, like for the chef side of it, like more of that vibe.
Maybe that's what it was too with this book, Amanda. Like she was supposed to be a chef, and you and I've
But
read a
she
ton
didn't
of
cook,
like
really.
cook chef type romances, and this one, no, she was supposed to be the executive chef.
And
And
she had a lot of time off work together on the weekend.
it
Yeah, I
just
mean,
didn't
and
vibe.
he was cooking like more than she was almost, like, you know.
Well, but also if you have a big restaurant like that in New Orleans, are you closing at 9 p.m.?
No. Like
Nice. I
you're
mean,
not.
maybe you're stopping dinner service at nine.
Right, your last reservation would be
Yeah,
at
but like
9.
she's not walking out at 9 p.m.
No. She probably wouldn't walk out till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Because she'd have
Well,
to set for the next day.
if she's the executive chef, she can leave early. Your sous chefs and
But
other
she's
people close
new, so
down.
as a new executive chef, would you be leaving at 9 o'clock?
You could be. I mean, that's legit
True, if
most
she's not
restaurant.
designing a menu and it's an
Yeah.
already established menu, she's just a her role is
But
more like
she's
kitchen manager than.
but they had that marketing meeting where they were changing stuff too, which you never
Yeah.
saw anything from
Yeah.
that. But anyway.
I do like a
It
foodie
doesn't.
romance, and I think that was
Yeah, I like a
something
foodie
that
romance
we
too.
missed a little bit in this one. I
Yeah.
Yeah.
And New Orleans is such a food culture. Like, I wanted bigger and more, and I
It's
just.
just that this thing, like we needed bigger. Like New
Yeah.
Orleans is big.
Yep.
It's a lot, and we got like a tiny sliver of that.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone else have anything else they want to talk about before we let everyone go? Because we've covered a lot tonight in 45 minutes. Who knew? Okay. So that is. Janellen asks us if there any mention of beignets, and it talks about
Yeah,
wanting.
she talks
Yes.
about going to Café Du Monde and
Yeah.
all that stuff,
But
so.
you know, there are other places that serve beignets.
Well, and that is one thing that they did mention in the book is like the one like her sous chef like talked about how they're
Yeah.
better, like they're good, but he could tell her better places.
Yeah.
So, but that was like a almost like a one-off thing, and they went and got them once, and then we never heard about beignets again.
No. Well, the little girl wanted to go there after school the one day in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was weird because that is not a place locals go. Because it's touristy.
And it's
So.
really hard to mess up beignets. Like you're not going to have a bad one.
Okay, so thank you everybody for hanging out. That was our deep dive into The Flirt by Leila Hagen. We'll be back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right on the YouTube. And then directly after, we'll be in your podcast feed. Sunday night, we are celebrating Galentine's Day with a
Yes, we
twist.
are.
I'm so excited. I don't want to tell
I
you.
actually was prepping for that today,
I actually don't want to give too
shockingly.
much away, but it'll be spicy. Spicy Galentine's Day. Because Lindsay, you're back too, right? On Sunday?
Yes, for sure. I'm not
She
missing
is.
this. It was
Next
her
week.
idea, I think.
hers or Heather's? Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, okay. Oh, was
remember?
it Heather's? Okay, it
I'm
might have
an
been.
enabler. Like, I will, like, y'all come out with great ideas, and I'm like, yes, let's do it. Let's do 20 other great ideas. Let's do them all on the same day.
Right. We'd have like 20 hours of episodes like today. Okay, next week we are going to kick off our celebration of the Winter Olympics, and we are diving into Resort to Romance by Casey Sophia. This is a snowboarding skiing romance,
Yes,
which
it
I'm
was
very
recommended
excited.
to me on Threads.
Yeah, I read
So,
the reviews. It sounds
yeah,
phenomenal, so I'm
it does.
super excited.
But this is going to be new to all of us
Yeah,
then.
and she's a new
So,
to us author, so I'm super excited. She's only got a couple books out too, so she's relatively new on the scene, so I'm excited to check out her books. I think that's it, everything. I think that's everything.
There we
Until
have.
next
We
time.
have covered a lot. Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.